Hello, my name is Daniel, and I'm a grateful believer that has victory over being abusive, alcohol, and pornography. I grew up in a Minnesota suburb as the third of five children and have happy memories in a loving family. We played outside a lot with siblings and neighborhood friends, much of it unsupervised. Our TV was black and white, and the kids were the remote control for which channel my dad asked for. My dad made all the decisions for the family, it seemed, then my mom just went along with it. He once said, "If you don't like it, then there's the front door and you can leave." I was baptized in the Catholic Church as an infant, had First Communion and Confirmation, and always attended Mass with my family, usually on a Saturday night. Our dad brought us to confession on Saturdays, followed by a trip to the library, where I enjoyed checking out a new book each week to read. I knew something about God, but I didn't know Him personally or understand the salvation message. I enjoyed assembling model cars, airplanes, and even rockets. The space race had just started, so I wanted to be an astronaut. School provided structure for me, and it was sad to have each year end because I didn't have anything to do. We received a weekly allowance, and I would count my money each week to see if I could save more money than my other siblings. It was really a competition for me. Pickup sporting games went year-round with soccer, softball, football, tennis, skating, sledding, and cycling. About the age of 12, I discovered out in the garage a stash of Playboy magazines that my dad had hidden. This started a decades-long habit of viewing pornography and acting out sexually. One family secret was that my oldest sibling was a rager. The slightest things would set him off verbally and physically. But the biggest family secret was that my parents were both functioning alcoholics. My mom hid vodka bottles around the house, but we would find them. My dad drank most nights of the week, yet he was a happy drunk in the life of the party. He never missed a day of work, and he had a strong work ethic. At age 17, my sister gave me a book to read, The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey, which talked about the end times and Jesus' plan for salvation. I finally believed in Jesus and became a born-again Christian after reading that book. My parents were saddened that two of their children became Protestant, leaving the Catholic faith. Yes, I was convinced that my secret pornography habit was sinful and wrong, yet I couldn't admit it to anyone or even figure out how to stop the behavior. So I hid my actions and kept asking God for forgiveness in a crazy cycle. My sister and I held an intervention with my parents, and to our shock and amazement, both the parents agreed that drinking was harming them. So they both started attending AA immediately. My mom required 30 days of outpatient treatment to detox, and AA changed their lives for the better. I then vowed never to drink alcohol. One day, my raging sibling knocked my mom to the ground with his fist over an argument, and I was not able to step in and stop it. I vowed never to physically harm a loved one. I attended college and graduated with a degree in electrical engineering, then joined a semiconductor company in Oregon and moved away from my Minnesota home. At a work party, I had my first drink of wine and became a funny drunk, just like my dad. I also met an attractive woman in a store, then I asked her out on my first date. I quickly fell in love, but then at work I had a conflict on a project. But I didn't know how to resolve conflict, so I answered a phone call from a headhunter, then accepted a new job across the country in Massachusetts. Living away from my girlfriend made me quite sad and lonely, so I drowned my sorrow by drinking every night, just like my parents used to do. For 2 years, I was a functioning alcoholic with no control to stop my self-destructive habit. My lowest point was getting drunk at a bar where the patrons didn't like me, so they secretly let the air out of my front car tire. When I drove home that night, the flat tire wore down all the way to the rim. So I pulled off the road and started to change the tire when I blacked out, rolled into the ditch, and slept through the night. In the morning, I woke up. replaced the wheel, and eventually made my way home. God had spared my life, yet I couldn't stop drinking. In those 2 years in Massachusetts, I was also promiscuous, just using women to feel pleasure, trying to make up for my aching heart. I stopped attending church because that would bring more guilt into my life. I even lied on expense reports that my alcohol bills were for business dinners, but was found out by my manager, who demanded repayment. Embarrassed and ashamed, I quit that job and rejoined the semiconductor company, but this time back in California. I married my girlfriend and moved her from Oregon to California, then replaced the drinking habit with being a workaholic. I still got drunk occasionally, just not every night, now that I had someone to share my life with. I thought that being married would stop the porn habit, but it just made me become more sneaky, so the crazy cycle continued. As a couple, we spent the next 13 years in California, raising 5 children and leading each of them to Christ. In 1995, we moved from California to Oregon as I started a new job in Wilsonville at a software company. In the new internet era, I found online porn, so there was no need to buy magazines, but I had to keep it secret from my wife and children. Our 6th child was born in 2000 with a genetic defect and died during birth. What a heartbreak for our entire family. So I cope by keeping busy at work. In 2003, I was finally caught with porn on the computer and had to apologize to my wife, children, pastor, and another family in our church. My wife told me to get help, so in December 2003 was my first CR meeting. But I didn't want to be here or even follow the program because it was too painful to admit to my bad behavior. I got myself into this mess, but why couldn't I get out of it? In January of 2004, I was laid off from the best job of my life and had to start job searching from home. My verbally abrasive behavior at work put me on the layoff list. One of my sons at home was fighting with his brother, so I left my den and came into the kitchen to break it up. My son wasn't willing to apologize, so I picked him up and carried him towards the front door. Then I slammed him onto the floor. Now he was ready to apologize. So I went back to job searching. My wife was so appalled by this abuse that she called the police, who then visited me to let me know that what I did was assault. Yet my wife didn't press any charges. My relationship with my wife and family deteriorated quickly, as I mostly stopped talking to my wife and she stopped going to church with me. She even got a restraining order and I was forced out of our home because of my anger and bad behavior. I started a CR step study and decided to start following the program, admitting to my anger and porn habits. Sharing my inventory lifted a huge load of shame and guilt away from my soul. I even started to make amends to people that I had harmed, like my wife and family members. It wasn't all smooth sailing in life, as a son that I assaulted then assaulted me back a year later, breaking my nose and sending me to the emergency department of the hospital. We had charges against him, and the courts decided that he had to live away from me, so my sister in Minnesota graciously took him in for a year. My anger defect all started with the need to win every argument with every person by all means possible, including using shame, comparisons, and insults. In recovery, I learned that this coping mechanism of winning every argument was harmful and that the antidote was to stop arguing altogether. By God's grace, my last physical abuse was in 2004. And my last drink was in 1987. Another character defect that seemed normal to me has been the use of sarcasm, putting down someone else by using exaggeration in order to make me feel superior. In recovery, I found that the antidote to sarcasm is affirmation, finding someone doing something right and giving them a compliment. The Bible verse from Philippians 4:8 has been really helpful to my recovery. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. In my recovery from pornography, I've installed something called a DNS filter from cleanbrowser.org so that explicit images cannot be browsed at all in my home. I also made a new habit to stream on Netflix series and movies with no nudity. I'm no longer hiding secrets from my wife or family. When I see an attractive woman, I can choose to look away or remind myself that she is God's gift to another man. I can also choose to pray for a woman instead of holding on to feelings of lust. God spared my life on September 1st, 2018, after I crashed on my bicycle and spent the night at OHSU for a broken collarbone, broken ribs, punctured lung, and displaced thumb. I still cycle for fitness, but I don't race. Exercise is another great outlet for dealing with anger issues. This weekend is the annual Seattle to Portland cycling event. It's 206 miles over 2 days, and I ride with my buddies. Present-day recovery issues for me include envy of others, comparing myself to others, placing hope in my retirement account, avoiding online backgammon, and being judgmental of people that are different than me. I have 198 days free from online backgammon today. The Bible has antidotes for each one of these issues, so I find myself calling on God for strength more each day to build up an eternal mindset instead of getting ahead in this world to impress others. Romans 12:2 is encouraging to my recovery. Do not be conformed to this present world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may test and approve what is the will of God, what is good and well-pleasing and perfect. I've taken the CR leadership classes and lead a small group each week for general issues, and I'm part of the leadership team as a training coach. Three-step studies have changed how I think about life, God, and living in peace with all people. I would never have figured out how to change my life without the CR principles, small group experience, accountability partners, and sponsor. I am a sponsor, and I have a sponsor. God continues to restore my marriage relationship, and my wife is also attending CR to further her healing, and we both attend church together at Rolling Hills. We celebrate our 44th anniversary this month. I support my oldest daughter in her recovery journey, knowing that she can find sobriety in the CR community where she lives. Generational habits can be changed through working the steps with other believers. My favorite step is making amends, because it's a way for me to apologize for harm that I have caused another person, or to forgive someone for harm that they have caused me. Instead of sweeping the offense under the rug, it is being dealt with one-on-one. To the newcomer, I encourage you to open up in small group tonight to really share your deepest secrets and greatest hurts, all in order to begin the recovery process. The degree to which I share my dysfunction is the same degree that God will be faithful to change me from the inside out by the power of the Holy Spirit. In James 5:16, it says, "So confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great effectiveness." Consider reading the Bible or devotion each day of the week to discern between godly thinking versus worldly thinking. Think about starting and completing a step study to reveal what seemed like normal in your family of origin and how it shaped your way of coping with hardships in life. You can become sober from addiction and selfish habits. You can find healing from pain caused by others in your life. Keep coming back, and may God continue to mold you into a new person. Thank you.